You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the month of December, which is the last month of 2019, of course. With me to discuss what's happened today and the potential future action is Skulk Lou, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in Cape Town. It's been a great day, has it? It hasn't been a great start to December, which is normally quite a good month, Skulk.
Well, it's been a horrible day. I mean, 1% down in the market, it's not just not a good day, it's a horrible day. And yes, historically, we talk about the Christmas rally or the Father Christmas rally. I mean, when we look at the past, let's call it two decades, even 2.5 decades, we're looking at a very close to 70% in a positive December environment. No, we didn't see it last year. In fact, if we can turn the clock back exactly 1 year ago, it was a pretty horrible December. So let's hope that's not more of the same.
Yes, 9.9% down from the S&P, I think, was the figure that you were alluding to. But it's not going to happen this year, hopefully. It's only December the 2nd, and we'll have a look at the US markets in a moment. Let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service today. A company called CIG, Consolidated Infrastructure Group Limited, their results came out for the year ended 31st of August. I'm suspicious of a company that is only bringing out its end of August numbers right now. And my suspicions are, I think, well-founded, because the share price has fallen around about 14% today. CIG used to be a darling of the exchange, Skulk.
Not a company that I'm following. I also just read through the results, same as you, and I mean the losses speak for itself. A company that is looking horrible on so many, and it's understandable. Well, I think they just told the guys, go back and see if you can't find any profits, and they couldn't. Naturally, this is what the after effect is. But then again, the market cap is only, 422 million rand in the company.
It used to be so much bigger. Yes. And it really was something that was supposed to become not a small cap, not a mid cap, but a big cap. But of course, it hasn't done that. Textana Group Holdings Limited is a company that is pre-listing in order to go onto the main board of the JSE. Do you know anything about Textana? I've asked a couple of people about this. What do you know about it? You're involved in it, aren't you, PSG?
No. Well, maybe PSG, but not PSG. Well, from our side, it's a part of Trencor. So naturally, it seems like Trencor is going to unbundle. I mean, they're holding that if I'm not mistaken, they've actually hold that Textana, and I think they're going to have a separate listing for that department. Like I mentioned, it's not a company that I'm following. I can't really comment on that.
Okay, what else have you seen today on the stock exchange? New service, that is. Please tell me.
Oh, a lot. Let's start with the story of the day. I think it's, your favorite stock. Whenever I just see an ad or see anything that's got to do with telecom, I immediately think of you, Lindsay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm touched.
No, you called it. So today it wasn't a telecom thing. Today was, funny enough, telecom was sort of just catching the side swap here because, government basically came out and is told MTN and Vodacom, now you should have a look at their data prices or face the consequences. I mean, the exact words with respect to the above recommendation, and I'll get to that recommendation, on the level and structure of pricing, should an operator fail to reach the required agreement with the commission within the specific time frames, the commission will proceed to prosecution under the appropriate section of the Act.
Goodness
and
that, me.
Yeah, and that's all. And as we see the close, MTN down 6.4% today, Vodacom down 5% today, and our dear old Telkom that is struggling to get into the data market.
Yes.
I'm going to say this again. They're struggling to get into this data market. They're down 4.2% as well. So a horrible, horrible day for anything that's got to do with mobile. But I think listeners should be very careful on this one. What do you want to throw out there, Lindsay?
No, I just wanted to say, just tell me exactly what the government said, because, I mean, apart from the private sector trashing this stock, the public sector has suddenly come in and has had its 2 cents worth as well. It's 2 Celsius worth. This is extraordinary. Just tell me again what government said.
Okay, so let's just look at the facts here. The facts on the table are this date back to a report, which the Minister of Economic Development did pretty much August 2017. So the inquiry was launched where there was a few complaints from consumers that saying data prices in South Africa is way too high. Now,
yes,
let's put this out on the table. We know it was and most probably still is. That report basically said the preliminary evidence basically suggests that our data fees is about 30 to 50% too high. They should be reducing it between 30 and 50%. Now, this was the feedback on basically this whole report. Now, I think why I tell listeners that they should be very, very careful. And I totally agree that we've had the discussion numerous times. And that's why last week we talked about Telkom saying that how they want to enter into this market, how they actually spend a hell of a lot of money to enter into the data market, which by itself is heading for some headwinds in South Africa, because we know it is an area that's maybe priced too high. Once you just remember that when we look at the period from 2017 to now, there was already a reduction in data prices. Is it correctly priced? I maybe don't think so, but let's work on it. That it's not. When we look at, for instance, I just quickly went and looked at MTN's most recent results, which were the interim results for the year ended June the 30th. And the one thing that caught my eye was, say, you know, how their data users were growing, how they were increasing their coverage, et cetera, et cetera. The one thing that they also mentioned was what they call the effective pricing per megabyte. Now, that was decreased over the last year by 22% already. So I just want to go and find out if that report is really, you know, aimed at how things currently stand. Because if they say that cell phone companies or mobile companies should be reducing their data between 30 and 50%, was that from August 2017, or is it as it currently stands? Because then we might see a bit of an overreaction here, but definitely something to look at. This is the area where most of these mobile companies, and for that matter, Telkom as well, see as their growth area. And if that's the case, yeah, I think it's a tough nut to crack again.
Yes, it is. What's the closing price of Telkom, please? And how many percentage points down?
You want to call that because you were
25.
Just for all the listeners. Yeah, you're still calling it 25. So we actually have gone now below 45 at least. So closing price was 44.93, down 4.2%. Poor old MTN, who just recently, I mean, we saw MTN earlier this year over 110 rand levels. That is back to 86.46 today. And Vodacom, down to 115 rand 07. So horrible day for those two companies.
Horrible day for Taste Holdings as well, because this is a company that it had so much potential when South Africans were so optimistic a couple of years ago, maybe even more. And I'm just looking at the last part three of a stock exchange news service announcements about Taste Holdings. It says here, shareholders are hereby advised that the conditions precedent to the Starbucks disposal and the Maxis and the Fish and Chip Company disposal have been fulfilled, and the disposals will be implemented today, the 2nd of December 2019, in accordance with their terms. They got rid of Fish and Chip Company, Maxis, and also Starbucks. I mean, what a disastrous story. It's 5 cents a share.
Well, great. Great, great brands. I think they should change their name from Taste to Bad Taste, because, I mean, firstly, that's the taste that most shareholders got in their mouths currently out there. But I also think that they're not Taste anymore, because seeing that they got rid of all their fast food franchises and are only left with jewelry companies now, I mean, I reckon that will be the next to change the name.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we've got telecom and taste or bad taste. Nothing else coming out on the JSC today. Let's have a look. What's happening?
Discovery. Let's look at Discovery.
Go ahead.
Discovery, because we need to touch on that. I mean, you look at the highs and lows for the bigger movers and sellers today. Discovery, also a very bad day. I mean, no, they haven't gone into the mobile market because they're also down over 5%, to be exact, 5.1%. The actual reason for that is the sense announcement that came out. Now, if we can also just turn the clock back to let's call it end of October, beginning of November, there was that option or put options put in place for a hedge for Adrian Gore's position, or quite a large position.
Yes.
Now, today, there was another one called. So, again, some more put options being put in place for Adrian Gore's position. I mean, we're looking at fairly sizable positions. I mean, the one transaction, when we look at the exercise dates for June 2020, that's about $365 million. If we look at then again another one, 15 June 2020, that's 400, and this goes to 413 million rand, and then another one at 1.4 billion. So it's always brings uncomfortability to shareholders when the CEO puts in, you know, put options for such big positions.
Yes, but on the other hand, it's obviously prudence from his point of view. It's not as if he's saying that the share price is going to go down. It's just saying, I'm just going to protect myself just in case the long-term bull market that's been in place for such a long time internationally may affect my shareholding.
No, correct. This is a hedge. This is not selling it. And that's exactly what the word's for. For all the listeners out there, this is not selling it. A option other than a future option is you've got the option to exercise your right to sell at a certain price where future you are obligated to do that. So this is just he's taking an option. And it's usually just, you know, he's got some more subscriptions coming through. And we always just should remember that it's the responsibility on that side. He will need some certainty. And I think that's the reason for the option.
Let's have a look at the markets outside of South Africa, or outside of the realms of the equity market anyway, because the dollar rand is 14.63. Very nice indeed, a 0.2% gain. British pound against the rand is 18.92, and the euro rand is 16.19. With the euro dollar, dollar weaker, euro stronger, 110.65. That's what's going on there. In the United States of America, yeah, first day of the new week, we've got the Dow Jones down 115 points to 27,936, which is tiny. I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it's actually tiny. It's only 0.4%. The S&P is down 0.6%. The Nasdaq is down 1%. Looking at the commodities, the gold price is down 3 to 1461. The platinum price is $897, which is unchanged. And the Brent crude oil price is $71.73, which is a 0.7% gain. So markets, we're not getting these big falls anymore, are we? Do you remember when we used to get sort of 400-500 point falls here and there, and everyone would say, well, that's pretty big, but we're used to it now. We're not getting anything. I mean, 100 and 150 points down or to the upside these days mean absolutely nothing, Skulk.
Yeah, I must say, I was listening to you when you said, well, the Dow's down, you know, 0.4%, that's nothing.
Nothing.
Remember, the US are sitting with inflation rate of 2%. That is pretty much, what's it, 20% of their, just below 20% of their inflation rate in one day. So I think we got used to US markets, you know, just being this bull on the run at all times. And I want to caution all the listeners out there.
Go on, then.
You know, somewhere along the line, the buck will stop. And we should be really careful. Not that I'm uncomfortable with the U.S. market. In actual fact, there's very good reasons why they actually, you know, did what they did. I saw an interesting graph. It looks like a cross. Maybe that's the sign. But anyway, it was this cross of, you know, the actual index on the S&P 500,
yes,
and the actual earnings on the S&P 500, you know, since the beginning of the year, and it's an exact cross. So again, they're still beating expectations. We've seen with the most recent Q3 or quarter three results that came out that the analyst expectations, or 74% of the analyst expectation, was still surpassed by this type of results. But the results, and more importantly, the forecast on the results, are not looking as strong as it did, for instance, 1 year ago. So just be careful. Be very careful.
I shall be careful. And be careful today if you're having a look at the top five up and down on the JSE, because, yeah, you need some caution here. Kumba Iron Ore up nearly 5%. Sibanye up 3.75%. Roynet up 2.8%. Anglo American Platinum up 2.75%. And Equitas a 2.5% winner. On the downside, we've already mentioned these, but MTN down nearly 7%. Life Healthcare down nearly 6%. Vodacom down nearly 5%. Discovery down 4.5%. And Netcare down 4.33%. The ones on the downside are really quite startling. Skulk.
Yeah, it's horrible, and it's not small companies. We're not talking about a Taste or a consolidator. I mean, we're talking about top 40 companies here, and that's, to me, is the more worrying factor, because we need. I mean, we just started off this conversation that we need the December just to be stable. I'm not asking for a super bull market. I just need a fairly stable, because, I mean, even if you're not pro South African investments, we need some stability within the South African investment market. We haven't seen it for many years, and investors are really getting despondent.
Yeah, they are getting despondent, aren't they? What do you see? I mean, South Africa has completely dislocated itself from the major trends. So what I'm saying is that if we do get a bit of a sell-off in the overseas markets, let's say just a 5-10% correction, what are we going to do? Do you think we'll just say, well, we've already done it, and therefore nothing's going to happen? Or do you think we will get the 5-10% to the downside, maybe even more?
Well, you need to ask yourself the question, because I usually do this let's call it update on markets on a monthly basis, and this weekend was that time again for those people that want to go look at it, so they can go and look at my Twitter handle. It's at Skulklo, where I looked at the different things in what happened in November, and a few things stood out. You know, so the first thing that stood out was, yes, the South African market was down in November 1.8. When I talk about South African market, I'm talking about the all share. It was down 1.8%.
Yes. Okay.
Once you just take into consideration that the rand over the same period was also stronger by 3.1%, so the net effect was about, let's call it 1.25% in US dollar terms, with the South African market being stronger. And that outperformed the MSCI emerging countries. So that's the positive. Because remember, we've spent a lot of time lately. S&P Rating Services also spent a lot of time saying that South Africa is not growing, you know, comparatively strong enough against other emerging markets. So November, already we can tick it off. We've grown a little bit quicker. The one that's still standing out is as the most, let's call it, cautious one. The one that's the most worrying, and this is what you're talking about now, Lindsay, and that's the net foreign outflows or net foreign sellers. So when I look at 2019, you know, when we look at the net foreign sellers year to date, we're looking at 112 billion rand worth of outflows out of the South African market.
That's a lot.
That's massive. I mean, we've 2 months ago we saw the third largest outflows in 1 month in 20 years. I mean, and that includes the likes of some of the biggest crashes we've seen ever. So when you look at this year alone, we've only seen 2 months. Literally out of the 11, so effectively 2 months out of the 11 are of net foreign buyers. I can't remember how long ago we've experienced such a negative environment. So, I mean, again, there will be a lot of people now turn around and say, well, I told you so. I think your question is, would we see the same magnitude of pullback if we see a strong pullback in the US market now? And I don't think so. And I think
you don't think so. You think
no, I don't think so.
You think we've done it already?
Go up. Yes, I do think you know, if we look at the recent movements in the market, I can't see it. Well, let's just take one example. When I talk about SA Inc. type of companies, I like to look at the mid-cap range. Small caps are always a little bit more speculative. Large caps are predominantly Rand hedge companies, where your mid-caps is your, let's call it your strong companies that's got a very strong Rand-based type of earnings. And when you look at that, year-to-date, if you look at the large caps, for example, let's use the all-share year-to-date performance up to Friday was 8.5%. Over the same period, your mid-caps already grew by 10.4%. Over the last 12 months, you remember I told you it's about 13% on the all-share.
Yes.
Over the same period, your mid-caps grown over 14%. So you can already see that the migration, or let's call it the reversion back to the mean, out of the value territory has already started. So do I see that a South African market will see the same magnitude of drop if the US market pull back? No. You started it by saying, remember S&P 500 last year dropped 9.something% in December. Over that same
9.9%, I remember. In fact, correct. Was it December 2018? Yes, I think it probably was.
Correct.
Or was it 2017? I can't remember now. Because
no, it was 18. It was 2018.
Okay.
It was last year. And over that same period, the South African market dropped about 60% of that, which is over 6%. So I do see a similar movement if we should see a pullback in the U.S. market. Do I really feel that we'll see a crash in the U.S. market? No, because, I mean, the analysts are still fairly upbeat. They're still sitting with a president that's saying, why should the rest of the world see negative interest rates and we can't? I want that as well. And I'm going to make damn sure that we get that. And when you say something like that, I still say you need to be very careful pulling yourself out of equities or U.S. equities in general, because that is still a positive environment. But I do feel that we could see a healthy little pullback or just a short-term correction. Would it be December? I don't know. I hope so. But it could very much be.
Give me the closing JSE prices, the JSE indices, and the volume, please, Sculpler.
I don't really want to.
Too bad.
But I'm going to.
You're obligated to. Get on with it.
So the all share, we started off all share down 535 points. That is just shy of 1%. That's nothing. You're right. So top 40, similar environment. When we look at the resources strong, it's predominantly driven by things like the gold, because remember you said earlier the gold price is a little bit stronger because they're worried about this used market as well. So the resource index is up 0.5% today. Your industrials with the likes of Naspers, Prosus, and all these other mobile companies dropping back, that's down 2% for the day, and financials down 1.26%.
Okay, and the volume, please. How much traded today? What was the value traded?
The value was fairly upbeat. I must say, and when we say upbeat these days, anything above 20 billion is positive. So it's like my pass mark. You know, 50% was
just give
was,
me the number.
20.6 billion.
Thank you very much. She's so long-winded sometimes. Okay. My quote of the day, Sculpler, is...
You're breaking my speed.
...is the following. Well, I'm not seeing you for a week. I mean, you're apparently taking some time off to have client lunches and all that sort of rubbish. But anyway, my quote of the day on this first day of the new trading week, the first week of December, it's all about airlines. And there's two quotes from the airline business because of South African Airways, which is... quite frankly, a basket case, but is a fantastic airline, I have to say. Many, many good people there. But let me give you a couple of quotes from other airlines. Robert Crandall used to be the CEO of American Airlines, and he said the following: this is a nasty, rotten business. But this is the one that I really like. Sir Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin Atlantic Airways, in a moment of self-deprecation, I think he said, if you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion, and launch a new airline. I mean,
how to make a small fortune, put a big one into an airline.
Exactly. I mean, how many billions has South African Airways lost for the taxpayer in South Africa? It is pathetic.
It is crazy. Yeah, I think that the wheels of the bus go round and round. We'll see, and we'll find out soon enough.
If you want to be a millionaire, start with $1 billion and launch a new airline. Thank you very much for your time this evening, Scott Lowe. Scott Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. He'll be back at some stage after his cavorting over the Christmas period. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.